This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
William Barclay said the Jews claimed that their children, older days, learned the law even from their swaddling clothes, meaning the blanket they came home from the hospital, to use that analogy. They learned from the time they were infants. And the Jews took it even a step further, that as they drank their mother's milk, there was spiritual transference of power and spiritual transference of the Word of God. You say, that's kind of crazy. Really? What did you grow up with? What was transferred into your life as a one-year-old, a two-year-old, because of profanity? And because of a person hitting another person, a parent hitting or striking another person? And I've heard all kinds of horror stories over my years in the ministry of what people witnessed at 1 and 2 and 3 years of age. And you say, it doesn't make an impression on people? Who are you kidding? It does make an impression. It does make an impression on people. Let me give you a simple illustration of how children are impressed from an early age. Wayne Smith was a minister in Lexington, Kentucky for years. Wayne was known for his infectious laugh. You could turn a tape recorder or CD on and just push 2 seconds of this man's laugh, and I'd say, Wayne Smith. I recognize his laugh. He had a very definitive laugh that just was a part of his identity. He tells about being in a home visiting some people who were visiting the church in Lexington, Kentucky. And in the course of the conversation with a mom and her little baby, Wayne just laughed. And immediately the child started crying loudly and in great distress. And Wayne said, I'm sorry, did I do something wrong? And the mother said this, Wayne, there's so much strife in our home. So much fighting and backbiting between my husband and myself that the baby just associates loud noise with fighting. You laughed, but she thought you were yelling at me. And isn't that sad? Doesn't it tell you something that children do learn things and pick up things? As you reflect on your childhood, and I'm not talking about when you were in elementary school, first grade, I'm talking beyond the preschool years. What kind of impact spiritually did someone have on you? And then secondly, what impact are you having on a future generation? We are allowing the television set, the cell phone, and the computer to educate our children. And we're raising a generation of children who are biblically ignorant. And I don't say that in anger, I just say it as a neutral observation. When the Jews believed that even the Word of God was transferred through the mother's milk, and I think that's a powerful, powerful illustration. What's powerful about Scripture? Well, verse 16 says, all Scripture, not some of it or most of it, all Scripture is God-breathed, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly, or woman of God, be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Because if it's true from infancy, children learn the Scriptures, I think what Paul was really meant by it is that there's a spiritual impact in having godly parents for this reason. I'm going to share something with you that medically may not even be true, but I'm going to tell you what I believe. I've been in hospitals where people are near death. And I've heard both sides of this by medical people. Well, he won't understand what you're saying. He's not cognitively aware of what you're saying, so don't worry about what you talk about. Others have said, no, go ahead and lean down and whisper to your dad or to your mom.
Well, we're going to continue that thought line tomorrow on Cross Hope. It's a very important illustration. I want you to hear it. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.